God to set them free. If you or your husband or wife struggles with any kind of personality disorder, pray that the Spirit of wisdom and revelation will open your eyes to the truth. This is not just having wisdom about a few things or having some things revealed. This is having the Spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you are able to understand all things needed in order to get free. When the problem is your spouse, any kind of destructive behavior your spouse cannot seem to gain control over is addictive. Even if he or she doesn't do it every day, if it's on any kind of regular basis, it's a problem that has to be addressed. When it affects the quality and success of his work or physical health, when it causes him to be unpleasant to others or have poor judgment or lack of control, when it does terrible things to you, your children, or other family members and friends, he has a problem and needs help. If your spouse lives in denial that there is a problem or thinks that what she is doing is not really all that bad, ask God to reveal the truth to her in the clearest way possible. People don't change unless they want to. Pray for your spouse to want to change. The only changes that are lasting come when we surrender our lives completely to the Lord and give Him free rein. When we invite God to make changes in us, He makes us new. Pray for freedom from bad behavior. If you or your husband or wife have any uncontrollable habits, God has healing for you both. But in order to get free and move into all God has for you, you must believe that when you receive Jesus as Savior, He became your Savior in every way. He even saves you from yourself when you ask Him to. You must believe that the Word of God has life and liberty for you. You need to believe that God hears your prayers and will answer them. You must have faith that the only limits to what God can do in your life are the limits you put on Him when you don't have faith. You have to understand that God has the power to set you free from whatever binds you, but you still have to ask for His power to manifest on your behalf. When you realize the purpose God has for you, you won't allow any self-destructive behavior to control you. You will take whatever steps are necessary to get free of it. You will remember that Jesus is your healer and deliverer, and you won't accept less than the freedom He has for you. Prayers for my marriage. Prayer for protection. Lord, I pray that You would protect my spouse and me from any kind of self-destructive behavior. Open our eyes to see if we have harmful habits. Bring to light all things so that we will have nothing hidden from one another. Where we have opened ourselves up to bad and destructive habits, help us to get free.